B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I don't know what the hell to think about the Sixers, but the lady who's there on the scene giving you the great court analysis on NBC Sports Philadelphia broadcast the Sixers game, we have her on the Comcast Business Hotline right now, Beyond Fast. Her name is Serena Winters. Serena, how are we feeling today?
Mike Mitch, feeling great. Happy to be back on NBC Sports. I feel like we've been gone for so long.
Yes.
I'm feeling good.
Finally back tonight, and then we'll get to see Sixers outsiders as well with Tyrone after the game. So you know, the last impression is usually what fans hang on, and I guess I'm hanging on a little bit now. And they did not look good against the Bucks, and they have had this bad profile of looking good and looking bad. Where do you see the team? Where are they right now? Are you encouraged? Are you flatlined? Are you discouraged? What should we be thinking about the Sixers right now?
Well, I think to go back to what you said is you're thinking about the last game, right? And what are you feeling? And it's that Bucks game, and you have the storyline of the road woes continue, but I think for me personally, like, that Bucks game is a hard one for me to even think about where this team is at because of that game. Because it would be different if you had a healthy Ben Simmons that was playing that entire game and we got to really see them fight that one out that entire game. But for me, Mike, I mean, I don't know how you feel, if you feel the same way, but because the Sixers didn't have Ben for that, you know, only what, a little less than 5 minutes of that game, it's hard for me to use that game as something that, you know, you feel a certain way about. You know, what I'll say is that, of course, after that Clippers game and then going to the All-Star break, and then you got two new guys and you've got this Joel Embiid who you feel like is just into that monster again, you know, demanding the ball, has that personality, is feeling like he's having fun again. You're feeling like things are on the up and up. And then obviously I'm with you after that Milwaukee game, you know, it's tough.
I totally get that, and it's hard to judge it without Ben, and it may have been a different story with Ben. But without Ben, and you just brought it up, Embiid was a monster. He took control of the game. It looked like in this game it was like going, nah, the body language, ah, we're defeated in this game, so that's just the way it is in this game. But the other bigger things for me is that guys that they have to count on, and now the main guy off the bench in Al Horford has really been, frankly, useless. And Tobias did not step up his game in that game against Milwaukee when they needed. So, I can't reconcile these kind of things because these are the type of things that I don't think just click like that. You know what I'm saying?
I get you in terms of, but look, okay, Mike, say you're a 14-year vet and you sign a big contract with a team and you expect to, you know, be a starter with the team. Your role then changes. And, you know, props to Al, because I don't know most guys in the league of his caliber that could take this the way that he has. But that's gotta do something, right? That's not something where you just switch roles and you switch lineups and then everything's going to be great hunky-dory. I mean, you've got to give that time to see how it's going to fit, just like they gave it time to see, okay, let's see how Al works in the starting lineup. Let's give that time to gel. All right, that wasn't working out. Now we've got to give it time to gel with him off the bench.
All right, that's fair. But he didn't perform as a starter, and now he's not performing as a sub. And frankly, he looks lost. So I don't know if I could count on him, you know, growing into this particular role. I don't know. I guess I'm just frustrated right now. And you're there.
You're frustrated over there, Mike.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Yeah, I'm very frustrated because I'm seeing like little signs and going, okay, we keep hoping that something's going to click. These new guys have to click. Al Horford has to get used to his. There comes a point in time where the profile is the profile. So let me ask you about the new guys. Now I want to get into Ben Simmons a little bit, what you've heard about that. Where are you seeing the new guys, the comfort level right now? Alec Burks, who didn't shoot the ball well against Milwaukee, and Glenn Robinson III, who's been put in the starting lineup. Where are they right now?
Well, look, I think guys take it differently. I think Glenn came in, right? He immediately started to feel comfortable with the group. Alec was a little bit different. He kind of takes a little bit more time to acclimate, move in the family, that whole bit. And then, but what's really a matter of is what you care about is their fit on the court and what they look like. And, you know, it's going to be interesting with Alec now, and especially as they figure out, you know, what to do with that backup point guard position. And then also, you know, not knowing the status of Ben and his availability, what they'll do with Alec. Are they going to make, you know, him the backup point guard? Are they going to continue to loop him into things to get him the ball? Because, you know, with his skill set, he needs that. Glenn, I expect we'll see him in the starting lineup for an extended period of time, at least, to see how that works. Call it 7 to 10 games. Brett always likes to reevaluate things after that 10-game span. So you're starting to see it fit a little bit, but look, in terms of time, and like you mentioned with Ben, everything changes if Ben's not on the floor.
Yeah, everything well, there's no so question. So who starts?
We can talk about, you know, how are Alec and Glenn, you know, how are they meshing? But if Ben's not around, all of that changes.
What are you hearing on him right now? I know they had the MRI, but now they want to do extra tests. So what's can you know what's going on at all?
Look, I spoke to the Sixers today, and there's no update for in terms of him with what we've heard. You know, the injury stuff comes out around 5:15. We might have something more. We might not. But I saw what everybody else saw, right? Which is Ben Simmons being asked to be subbed out of that game, and he's an Ironman. He's a guy who doesn't do that. He's not a guy who's just going to be asked to be subbed out of the game if there's not something wrong. So, you know, you definitely hope for the best, but we don't have an update yet.
Okay, who starts tonight then? Without Ben on the floor, does he go with Burks? Does he go with Josh Richardson? Like, who's going to be the main ball handler, point guard position guy?
Brett likes to be very tight-lipped on that type of stuff. He doesn't like to let us know until the official half an hour ahead of time. But if I had to guess, you look at what lineup he went with the last game they didn't have Ben because of that back tightness, and that was with Glenn Robinson, and he had Howell Neto in that lineup. So that's the way he did it before. Not to say that he's going to do that again, but he is a guy who likes to kind of stick with that. So I would expect Robinson to be in that lineup, and we might see Neto.
Neto tonight, huh? All right, well, that's going to make people happy. he is not
a very... It might not be that way. I'm just saying.
I'm just going by
the last time that Ben didn't play.
I hear you. Serena, do you have any more snake charmer tricks up your sleeve here, or what? I mean, you had the...
Snake charmer?
Yeah, you had the snake, like a couple weeks ago, you had the snake thing going.
Oh.
The tarantula, and I'm going, what? Well, you got a lot more guts than I have.
when it's for live TV and it's for good TV, Mike, you know, I'm game for anything, except if you would have asked me to put, like, giant cockroaches. That is the one thing that I am deathly afraid of. So be asking me to do that. I think tonight, though, we've got the Globetrotters. I'm going to do some stuff with them, so that should be fun.
Oh, all right, cool. I was just wondering, what gave you more angst, that big yellow snake that was wrapping around your neck or the tarantula?
Ooh, I would say the tarantula.
Because the tarantula...
I've had more nightmares about tarantulas than snakes.
The tarantula bites, right?
You know what you do is you don't ask questions, Mike. You just say, put that thing on me, give me no information. Is the camera rolling? Great. How much longer we got? Good. Keep that smile going.
You did a fabulous job. I would trust the snake more than the tarantula. I think a snake... is a little, you know, more trained than a tarantula. I don't know how you can train a tarantula, to be honest with you.
Well, you didn't see with the snake is the snake started actually, like, undoing my hair in the back. Wow. It's getting frisky.
Serena, you're nuts.
What?
have a great broadcast tonight. We'll talk to you.
Sounds good, Mike.
All right, there's Serena Winters. I love Serena.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.